Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Appling reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Owen. Hayes moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Renza and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Gehringer. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0 for 1 in the game. Rensa takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. Rensa moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker bunts towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawson moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rensa for a passed ball. Lawson moves to third. Walker moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Renses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Renses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawson takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox bunts towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Lawson moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rogel scores. Lawson moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawson scores. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Sugar Cane. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Appling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Rigney juggles the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Owen moves to second. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawson bunts towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Rogel moves to second. 1 out. Clint Brown now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker is walked intentionally. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Owen scores. Rogel moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-6, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of lobs. Pete reaches second base with a double. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Renza hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, Tigers. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Owen reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.